朋友们早上好，我是亚萍，这里是诗篇和我。你好吗？我每天都在为你祷告，愿你平安，愿天父的慈爱、耶稣基督的恩惠、圣灵的感动常与你同在，直到永远。今天我们来读诗篇85篇上篇吧。诗篇85篇上篇，耶和华啊，你已经向你的地施恩，救回被掳的雅各，你赦免了你百姓的罪孽，遮盖了他们一切的过犯，你收回你所发的愤怒，撤销你猛烈的怒气，拯救我们的上帝啊，求你使我们回转，使你向我们所发的愤怒止息。你要向我们的发怒直到永远吗？要将你的怒气延留到万代吗？你不再将我们救活，使你的百姓因你欢喜吗？耶和华，求你使我们得见你的慈爱，又将你的救恩赐给我们。诗篇85篇上篇，主题，关于你的一切都是我不可失去的。不需要仔细的观察，你就会发现诗人开篇说了很多你、你、你，这完全可以作为一个公开敬拜祷告的完美开篇。加尔文说，神的怜悯在他对我们的拯救之前。马丁路德说，当我们想到神的怒气，我们总是迁移到自己的片刻的怒气，而不是内在的属灵的永恒性的品格性的愤怒。我们的愤怒是复杂的，神的愤怒是单纯的，只是因为神的公义是神性中自有的品格。神的愤怒是积极的、公义的，也是人类所必须的。诗人赞美的对象是怜悯的神，神施恩使令人失望的以色列人得救，也将耶稣基督赐给我们，使我们从不再忧虑活在审判和怒火中。耶稣永恒的、内在的、全然的、自由的公义，使神的内在的永恒的愤怒得以满足，不是因为神喜悦献祭，不是因为神喜欢惩罚。在创世纪之前，神就怜悯的，神就是怜悯的、良善的、完全公义的、单纯的，甚至直到永远，他都是如此。这是诗人赞美的确据。说实话，我也不明白神单纯的、积极的愤怒和耶稣的公义之间的关系。这个问题，我和你一样在继续的寻求，可能要多读几本系统神学经典才可以讲得清楚吧。但是我知道的是，因为耶稣，我享受了神所能分享给我的一切，包括公义、良善、喜乐，唯独除了他的愤怒。你呢？你怎么认为？神是一切我不可失去的，耶稣是我不必承担神的愤怒。我们来祷告。天父，我们敬拜你是永存的公义、永存的怜悯，你是我生命不可失去的，关于你的一切都是我生存的必须。谢谢你赐下耶稣给我们，使我们能够得享平安，从他的公义我们受益直到永远。谢谢你赐下耶稣给我们，使我们能够得享平安，从他的公义我们受益直到永远。谢谢你，也请你继续使我们成为圣洁，你所喜悦的器皿，帮助我们，奉耶稣的名求，阿们。
In the water, bread and wine, we all partake in the divine. Through the cross and empty tomb, Jesus' presence fills this room. And as he stands before us now, all together let us bow, for he has washed away our sin and made us righteous once again. In the water, bread and wine, righteous once again. In the water, bread and wine,
a reading from the Psalms. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps a way.